Talk Business Arkansas is brought to you by the Arkansas Farm Bureau, the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, Noble Strategies, the Arkansas Healthcare Association, and Delta Trust and Bank.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to today's edition of Talk Business Arkansas. We're going to talk taxes, investments, and agriculture today, but let's start first with the day's political headlines. On Wednesday, U.S. Senators Mark Pryor and John Bozeman were two of 53 senators to send a letter to President Obama asking him to approve the Keystone Pipeline project. The Keystone Pipeline is a 1,600-mile, 36-inch crude oil pipeline beginning in Canada and extending to Texas. Obama has delayed the project, calling for more environmental study. Bozeman and Pryor said the pipeline is a part of helping the U.S. be more energy secure. Governor Mike Beebe today named Preston Scroggin of Valonia as director of the Arkansas Livestock and Poultry Commission and Ricky Belk of Alma as director of the Arkansas Labor Department. Scroggin is currently the Faulkner County judge, while Belk currently serves on the Arkansas Workforce Investment Board and has been the secretary treasurer for the Arkansas AFL-CIO. At the state capitol, an easy end to the week as lawmakers met briefly and plan to get more active with running bills next week. House Speaker Davy Carter indicated that a number of high-level conversations and negotiations involving Medicaid, tax cuts, and the budget were progressing, but he stopped short on details. And there was not a shortage of business news today. When we come back from this break, we'll run through the day's business headlines, and later we'll sit down with Representative Charlie Collins. He's the chairman of the House Revenue and Tax Committee. He's got some strong opinions on tax reform. We'll find out where he's going to take that debate right after this.
I don't think it's going to be an easy conversation because they are very strong-willed. I think it's going to be important to us that we know that you're somewhere in a facility that looks after you, has compassion, has care, and you respect it. I mean, I'd love to look after them, I'd love to be able to take care of them, but I don't think I could. That'd be a wrong choice on my part.
Arkansas's skilled nursing and assisted living centers provide quality care for our seniors.
Farm Bureau helps protect its members in more ways than you might think. They've always been the voice of agriculture in Arkansas, working on behalf of folks like me when nobody else would. And Farm Bureau stands for the values that Arkansas families care about. They've protected my right to farm and make a living, which helps everybody who likes food on the table. You know what they say, Arkansas counts on agriculture, and agriculture counts on Farm Bureau.
The Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The State Chamber AIA is the leading voice for business at the state capitol and serves as the primary business advocate on all issues affecting Arkansas employers. Our mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent anti-business legislation, regulations, and rules. Now, more than ever, business matters. Learn more at ArkansasStateChamber.com.
Banking news and a business development from a guy named McLarty top today's business headlines. Simmons First National Corporation posted double-digit fourth quarter and full-year earnings as growth in its loan portfolios gave the Pine Bluff-based bank holding company a boost. For the fourth quarter, Simmons First reported net income of $8 million, up 27% from 1 year ago. For the full year, the bank reported net income of $27.7 million, up 11.6%. J.B. Hunt announced record fourth quarter 2012 earnings of $84 million. It's up nearly 16% from 1 year ago. For the full year, the Lowell-based transportation firm posted earnings of more than $310 million, a 21% rise from the previous full year. Total revenue in the fourth quarter topped $1.3 billion, while full-year revenue rose to more than $5 billion. With an initial $50 million capitalization, a group of Arkansas business leaders has formed a new private real estate fund that will focus on acquiring assets through the Midwest and Southeast regions of the country. The founders of the fund, CapRock Core Real Estate Fund, anticipate adding additional investors with a final closing expected in the first half of 2013. The investment group includes Franklin McLarty, DeWitt Smith, Kevin Hutchinson, and Ted Dickey. And Franklin McLarty will be our guest on Talk Business this week, which airs Sunday nights on Fox 16 at 10 p.m., so tune in for that. Now, Franklin is also the past chairman of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission. In addition to this recent business development, we may also pick his brain on what a super project might mean for the state of Arkansas. He's certainly been down that road before. After this word from our sponsors, we'll sit down with Representative Charlie Collins. He's the chairman of the House Revenue and Tax Committee. He's got some thoughts on where the tax reform debate may be heading here in this legislative session. I'm Robbie Brock. This is Talk Business.
Noble Strategies is a bipartisan state and federal government affairs firm with a successful track record of providing effective advocacy for business, government, and nonprofit entities. Noble Strategies provides service in areas such as lobbying, public affairs, trade association management, and marketing campaigns. Learn more at noblestrat.com.
I was looking for a bank that could best protect my finances.
It shared my passion for my business's potential.
A bank that offered investment expertise.
Lending support. Insurance guidance.
A bank that delivered full financial support.
That's how I found True Balance.
True Balance.
From my bank.
From my bank.
Delta Trust and Bank, the expertise to meet all your financial needs.
One of the real advantages of Electric Cooperative's membership is having a voice in our state's energy future.
Not a week goes by without important energy issues making headlines. These are issues that need to be discussed. And you should know that as policies are being developed, the cooperatives are looking out for our members, advocating what's best for you.
We are your friends and neighbors.
We are your local electric company.
The Electric Cooperatives.
We are Arkansas.
I'm joined now by Representative Charlie Collins. He's from Fayetteville, Republican from Fayetteville. He is the chairman of the House Revenue and Tax Committee, a big task to take on in this session. I see you've already hurt your thumb. Is that from being chairman of Revenue and Tax?
That's right. When I pound those nails, sometimes I hit my thumb.
Well, thank you for being here. Let's talk about a little bit of what's going to happen in Revenue and Tax this year. Speaker Carter told us at the very end of the week in his press conference that a lot of discussions going on about tax reform. He would maybe rather see some action happen later than sooner because it's going to impact the budget so much. Where do things kind of stand right now?
Well, I think there are many pieces to the puzzle, and you're right. I think Speaker Carter is focused on the whole animal, and I think that's a smart way to go. So, number one, we need to make sure that we've got a plan for a balanced budget. Number two, we've got to make sure we've got a plan that takes care of the neediest among us. So we've got Medicaid shortfall, we've got education adequacy to consider, and there's some other spending priorities that people have. But once we get a beat on those things and understand what the money flows look like, and the good news is we're seeing money flows that are probably a little bit better than people might have thought 6 months ago or 9 months ago, then we've got to get down to, okay, how do we help working people in Arkansas? And as you mentioned, as the chair of the tax committee, what I'm seeing are lots and lots of proposals and suggestions. And a lot of them basically start off like this. Arkansas is the only state or one of few states, or Arkansas is a state that has the highest tax rate on fill in the blank. So what we need to do is, you know, for this group or that type of business or whatever, reduce that burden so that we can be more competitive with states around us.
But you cannot be everything to everyone. I mean, you're not going to be able to address all of those concerns that everybody has of wanting to be number one or outpacing some other state. So where's the balance going to come from?
That's exactly right. It would be great, because almost all of these are wonderful ideas and would help us in important ways and help meet the needs of important constituents and people here in Arkansas. But as you said, we can't do everything right away. So I think there are three different groups that are looking closely at all of these considerations. Obviously, you've got the House and the Tax Committee in the House. You've got the Senate and the Tax Committee in the Senate. Obviously, you've got the governor and a lot of folks in the executive branch. And so I think all three of those groups are going to be bringing some different perspectives. And what I'd like to see is for us to be able to sit down and talk through those priorities and make some decisions together about what the best steps are for Arkansas in 2013, 2014.
You've had some strong opinions on tax reform, particularly individual income tax reform in this state. Are you going to be pushing that agenda as chairman? Or are you going to have a little bit more open-minded, wait and see, let's get it all in here kind of approach?
Yes, great point. And I like to think of myself as an open-minded person, but it didn't just start when I became chairman. I actually began running for office several years ago in 2010, and one of the big reasons is because I think we need to do some things to help turn our state into a good jobs magnet. And as I analyzed our tax situation back then, one of the things that really jumped up me was how tough we are in terms of taxes on working folks. So you're right, I've been a person that's talked a lot about that over the years. The Republicans in the House have spent a lot of time doing some analysis, and as you know, we've come up with our simple plan as some ideas to help move the state forward in a good way. And an income tax is one of those that's part of the Republican House group's thinking.
Is the crux of that plan to change a middle income tax bracket to where it gives some tax relief to some middle income Arkansans?
Yeah, I think the way that we've thought about it, Roby, is everybody that works or provides jobs has as perhaps their greatest business expense actual labor costs. Especially as you start thinking about businesses in the 21st century where labor is an even more important part of the business operation. So whether you're a higher income worker, a middle income worker, or a low income worker, improving the income tax burden by lowering it for everybody is the right direction. As part of that, I feel strongly we need to dramatically lower the burden on the lowest income workers, more modestly lower the burden on middle income workers, and then slightly lower the burden on the highest income workers and job creators. So in summary, it's lower income taxes for all, but skewing the reductions to be greater at the lower ends.
And I don't have to tell you, but you know from watching the revenue picture and what comes through on the monthly budget reports that individual income tax collections are about 45-47% of the total tax collections for the state. Mm-hmm. You start skewing those numbers dramatically or even incrementally, and you change the revenue picture for the state of Arkansas. How do you accommodate that shift in income tax reform that you're advocating without harming some of the essential services such as public education and Medicaid?
Right. So number one, as we started, we need to look at the money flows into the state treasury. We need to look at the balanced budget. We need to look at the least of these, people on Medicaid, education adequacy, and other key priorities. We need to make sure that we've got those taken care of and overall not cut the budget. We can do this by slowing the growth of spending versus our historic norms. So if you look back in Arkansas over a period of 10 or 20 or 30 years, what you'll see is while any one year may see an increase of a small percentage or even a decrease, I think, in one or two of the years during the deep recession, over a long period of time in Arkansas, we tend to expand government spending at about twice the rate of economic growth in our state. Mm-hmm. So what that does and what that has meant over the decades is that the size of state government has grabbed a larger and larger portion of our entire economy. So we can provide good income tax relief and also meet the needs of some of these other tax problems and opportunities that we've got while meeting a balanced budget, while not cutting spending, but merely slowing the growth.
You think that the math will work, that you can provide income tax relief and it will be tied to slowing government growth in terms of spending, not necessarily cutting government spending?
Yes.
I'll be looking forward to those numbers. When do you think you'll have those projections?
Well, again, I think the projections are not so difficult to come up with, and I've got things I'm happy to walk through with people. I shared some of it back in Fayetteville. John Brummett came and we had a deep discussion about these things in public, and I walked through one potential plan with him literally for anyone to hear and see, and I'm happy to do that with other folks. That doesn't mean that plan is somehow magical, mm-hmm. But the benefit we've got, Roby, is time. So if someone were to say, gosh, the states around us generally tax middle-income workers in the 4-5% range, but here in Arkansas, we're at 7%. And what we want to do is get a lot closer to that median range. Then over a period of steps, we can do that without cutting government spending, but by using the growth in revenues over a period of years and do it in a relatively evolutionary process that also happens in a relatively short period of time. By the time your youngest kid is into or out of junior high school, for example.
You realize that by talking about Brummett, we'll never hear the end of this. You know, it's gonna go straight to his head. You understand that, so.
Well, he's not the only guy with a big head. I put myself in that camp so that he doesn't need to say it for me.
I'm just kidding. All right, so let's talk about a couple of proposals that have been floating out there, and you tell me if they are DOA or still very much alive. Governor's grocery tax cut.
I'll say it this way. Nothing is DOA. I am open to whatever the priorities are that people have. And as people are thinking about priorities, what I would say to anyone that says my priority is very important, the more of those groups you can get supporting it, the Senate, the governor, the better shot you're going to have. Because what I realize is, of course, I'm not going to be able to either direct nor dictate the total plan. I'd like to think we'll have a voice in it from the House side, but I know we won't be dictating it. So nothing's dead on arrival in my eyes.
Could you see a scenario where the grocery tax reduction passes, income tax reform passes, and maybe some targeted business tax cuts all? Do you think that is a possibility that all of those things could happen in this session?
Yes, to some degree for each of all of those things.
Okay. All right. He's Representative Charlie Collins. He's the chairman of the House Revenue and Tax Committee. We appreciate you being with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robbie.
We'll have you back as some things progress and it gets a little bit more, detailed in terms of what we're debating here.
Sounds great.
I'm Roby Brock. Tune in again next time for Talk Business Arkansas's update. Check us out online at talkbusinessarkansas.com. We'll see you next time.
Talk Business Arkansas is brought to you by the Arkansas Farm Bureau, the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, Noble Strategies, the Arkansas Healthcare Association, and Delta Trust and Bank.